Hi, my name is Varel Joseph. I'm 27. I'm working two jobs, one in a movie theater and one in a school system as a paraprofessional substitute. I recently just got a new boyfriend, but before him, there was another boyfriend that I had that I was sexually active with, and this person just wanted sex from me. And I got to the point where I just wanted to break up with him because he really didn't communicate with me. Anyway, my greatest trial, I think, was the fact that I had to deal with basically feeling like I couldn't connect to another person in a relationship because they would just have sex with me sometimes and they wouldn't really call me to talk on the phone, see how I'm doing. Talk about aspirations and goals and things like that. I basically felt during my moment or season so far being celibate that I get better attention from guys when I'm not trying to rush things in a relationship, and I'm basically just going for guys that want to get to know me for me. I haven't made any mistakes since being celibate, which is good. I definitely think that I've been able to persevere because I'm focusing on positive aspects of relationships and aspects of relationships that God would want us to focus on. Life is definitely better because I don't have to waste time with guys, sleeping with them and stuff like that. I can just basically get to know a guy and he can get to know me and we can hang out and have fun. And I don't have to worry about someone wasting my time, hurting my feelings, or promising marriage but then just sleeping around with you and not really talking to you, which probably means they're cheating or something like that. I had a lot of friends tell me that. One lesson learned is definitely that you don't want to sleep with somebody that isn't taking the time to get to know you. And you definitely don't want to lower your standards for guys like that because they could sleep with a lot of people and maybe give you a disease or something like that. I was lucky I didn't get like a serious case of AIDS or anything like that, but that could have happened had I just, you know, kept sleeping with this guy and, you know, not seeing him for a while, and I could possibly get something from his sex partners. So my advice to anyone that is going celibate and basically taking part in a spiritual journey like this is that you should definitely persevere. Don't be afraid of what people are going to think of you. Don't be afraid of not getting like really cute guys, guys that are basically just passing themselves around and being doorknobs. You know, just wait on the right one. Like my friends say at school and my parents say, God will send the right person to you at the right time. You just have to be patient. Definitely be friendly to people. Say hi to people. Start conversations with people. Don't just, you know, try to distance yourself from people. And definitely remember that in the end, God can possibly bless you. A friend told me that. You can connect with me on social media at babygirl1991xxo. I have a YouTube channel called I Love Nerds 2017. You can see my celibacy story there as well as something about my ancestry. There's also a little information about the disorder that I'm suffering from. But it's a pleasure to meet you all. I hope you guys like my episode and my story, and hopefully it's not too disorganized. Thank you, Kim, for this opportunity, and I'm wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you so much. Goodbye.